Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Professor, let me bring this to you. When we touch this very aspect, we also see, amongst other things, and I'm looking at Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." You know, at times the father would want you to really serve someone, but you'd see a sexual opportunity, you know. We need to be careful also on that. Good service is to serve with the love of the father and not with the opportunity for the flesh. What say you?
Thank you, brother. You know, as you were quoting this verse, I was looking at it and thinking deeply about what you're saying now, that in good serving, in our services, we need not to put the works of the flesh first, but we need to see whether what we do will glorify the Father or not. And it comes back to what has been said earlier on, that the driving force of good serving is love. In the absence of true love, unconditional love, it is impossible for men to serve others truly, because there will always be that selfishness that will come. There will always be that desire of the flesh that will want to put itself into the works that are done by men. There will always be that thing that will say, what will I benefit if I help this person? Because they are not driven by love, but they are driven by selfishness. So going back to this verse, it says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty." So in other words, this liberty is giving us a freedom to do things according to God's way. So we are liberated and delivered from the works of the flesh. We are delivered from the works of selfishness. We are delivered from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which is why the scripture is telling us that we are different people. We are of different caliber. We are of the royal priesthood. So therefore, we are the people who are liberated from all of these things. So we cannot use this liberty of knowing everything and exposed to the truth of God to our own advantage, because we are expected to have been freed and delivered from these things. And God expects us to truly love one another and love others so that we can serve them according to the love of the Father, not according to the love of men, because the love of men will always want of its own, will always want of itself so that it can satisfy itself. And when you move on to verse 14, it says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So, which is why I said earlier on, the driving force to true service is the love of the Father. When we love them, we are not going to take opportunity, we are not going to take advantage over them, we are not going to see an opportunity to devour the people of God and to fulfill our own things and to gain maybe money or to satisfy ourselves with those people. Which is why when we serve them, we must ask ourselves a question, what is driving me to serving these people? What makes me want to help them? Am I helping them because I want to be seen by people? Am I helping them because I want to benefit something? Am I helping them because I see an opportunity to devour these people of God? So these are important questions, in fact, an important question, one question. What drives you into assisting those people who are assisting? What drives you into serving them? Are you driven by the love of God? Because if we are driven by the love of God, we are fulfilling the law, we are fulfilling the commandment. He says in his word, when we do the works of God, doing or portraying the love of God, we are fulfilling the law. And by this, people shall get to know who he is. Going to Galatians 6, verse 2, it says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." So we cannot bear the burden of others if we do not have the love of Christ. I cannot just take one's burden. I cannot take my neighbor's burden if I am not driven by the love of Christ and I don't want to reveal the love of Christ. Christ. But here we need to do that because we are revealing him to our services. We are showing that we are of the Father. We are revealing the love of the Father. When we do the works of God, we are offering a helping hand. We are the extension of our Father. We are the revelation of the unseen God. And by so doing, we are bringing them to the kingdom of God. So good services are about offering assistance in accordance to the will of God and in accordance to the word of the Father. And we are expected by the word, which is, do not forget to do good and to share. That's Hebrews 13, verse 16. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So in other words, we are sometimes, we can get into a state of forgetfulness in doing the good things. And these are expected to be done every time, because in so doing, we are revealing the Father. And the Bible says, the Father is pleased. So a person who does good services is pleasing God. And this goes hand in hand with the works of faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when I do good services, I align with the word of God, because the word of God says, I must do good. It says, I must share. It says, I must remember that I will always have the poor around me. So if I know that, I will share what I have been given by God. I become the steward for the kingdom. And as I do that, I please the Father who has expected me to pass on what he has given unto me. Mm. As he blesses me, I become a blessing to others. I become a channel of blessing. So in good serving, I become the hands of God, and I become that channel that makes God known. I begin to touch the lives of others. And when I touch the life of others, God himself is touching them through me. And I allow the Father to do his work through me, who has allowed him to reveal everything through me. In 1 Peter 4, verse 8 to 10, it says, and above all things have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So in above all things, have fervent love for one another. We're going back to the basics. Good services will start and is pinned on the what we know is love. Without love, we cannot do things that are of God, because love is able to cover the multitude of sin. So in other words, even if the people you are supposed to serve are not tasty to you, are not your friends, are not people that you would rather associate with, but because you are driven by love, you are doing it nonetheless, because you know that love is of God. So if I want to reveal God, I will continue serving people, whether I know them or whether I do not. I'm doing it because I am expected to do it. The word said, I must do good and I must share. The word said, I must be hospitable to other people and I must not complain. And I think what has happened in these last days, Pastor Ray, is that due to poverty and lack that people have found themselves at, and the lack of employment, people have forgotten the word of God. Before you could give, before you could welcome someone who is coming past your house, you think about how many slices of bread you have. You think about what is in your fridge. You think about, do I have enough that I can share with others? And I think all of that has made us not to do the will of God, because we look at it into our pockets and think about what is in our pocket without us going to the Father who is our provider. We have become self-sufficient, and we think what we have belongs to us alone. We've forgotten that what we have is the blessing that comes from God, and we need to release that blessing to others. As a result, we are no longer hospitable to people. When people come into our houses, we're no longer offering even them giving them a cup of tea. We can't offer them even a glass of water. We've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten that we need to be the reflection of the Father and make sure that the kingdom of the Father advances. So this word of being hospitable as part of good services has been forgotten because of probably the status where we are finding ourselves, the social status where people no longer have work, where people are losing their jobs, where people are now complaining about safety. When you welcome someone into your house, you don't know whether you're welcoming someone who's going to be a robber. So all of these things are diminishing and reducing what we should be doing as the children of God. And it says in verse 10, as each one has received received a gift. Each one of us has received something that we can be able to serve others with. So these gifts that we have are for service, are for serving others. And as we serve others, we are portraying that we are good stewards of the manifold grace of the Father. Without us serving, we cannot reveal the Father. It goes back to that again. Without us showing the Father, it means people will not know who the Father is, and they are not going to come to Him. Particularly now, where there is a lot of confusion about who to worship, about who to serve, about who to bow to, we have to do this more vigorously and ensure that we show the love of the Father, because people have many choices. They can choose other gods, but if we can show the love of the Father, the pure love of God, unconditional love of God, where we show it without us expecting things to come back to us, we will be able to win them. So it comes back to us as the children of the Father, that are we drawing people of God to the Father by the way we act, by the way we serve them? And if we fail to do that, we are channeling them to other kingdoms, and those kingdoms obviously is going to the, they are going to swallow them, because there is no life on that side. Life is only through Yahushua HaMashiach. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. So, but the people of God must be the ones who are bringing the people of God to God by rendering pure services to the children of God, that they may reveal the love of the Father. So we are not expected to be selfish. We are not expected to be self-centered. In Philippians 2, verse 3 to 4, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. In the community where everybody thinks for himself, where everybody is so ambitious that they want things to be themselves, for things about themselves, where they want money, where they want cars, where they want houses, where they want fame. The Father is saying, here, nothing must be done through selfish ambition. So it means in our services, where we must make sure that there is no selfish ambitions, but in all lowliness of mind, when we do these things, regard others as better than you, because you want them to be better anyway. So you are serving them because you want to make sure that things that are happening in their lives are things that will uplift the name of the Father. And he says, let each of you look out for others, not for only yourself. So if I do that, I am able to bring love back to where it's supposed to be, to show love where people have believed that there's no more pure and genuine love around where we are. But if we esteem others as better, we are showing that the Father still cares for them. We are showing that the Father is still able to show compassion that is expected where we are. So these are things that are expected from us. Let us not do things from selfish ambition, because if we can do that, our service is about ourselves, not about the Father. When we started, we highlighted that good services are about the communication of who the Father is, his existence, his mercy, his grace, his unconditional love, and to ensure that people are finding that confidence back again to who they are based on the services that we are going to give to them. You even spoke about the washing of one's feet, meaning I'm able to cover you up. I'm able to remove the dirt that other people might be seeing. So it speaks about us protecting one another. It speaks about us covering up for one another, because we are the children of the Most High. We belong to one family. So therefore, we need to serve one another by not showing the nakedness of one another, which is why we have to wash one another's feet. And by so doing, we are revealing the love of the Father as we do things according to the love of God, because he is the love that we must reveal. And we remember, love is the law that we must all fulfill. As we serve through the love of God, we are revealing him, because he is love.
Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, let's listen to some of the comments that have been made as we're talking on the show. Let's listen to Pastor Joseph Martins Nomba. Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indaba lethu ithokotisako. Manje ke pastor, inkulu indaba le good service. Ngokuba lapha enkonzweni, inkinga indaba ifa lapha enkonzweni lapha. Ifa kumfundisi. Nakulaba futhi ababa ngoba umfundisi akanalo uthando lomuntu onganamali. Umfundisi unothando lomuntu lo onikela kakhulu.
Yeah.
Laba banikela kakhulu laba yibona laba abhala izincwadi zikamfundisi. Lo nganamali okumfundisa hayi akamazi lo umfundisi.
Doesn't matter.
Manje ila kufa khona uthanda umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu lapho. Ufa lapho ngoba uJesu uzele laba abahluphekile.
Yeah.
Uzele bonke abantu kahle kahle. Manje umfundisi uyabakhetha yena. Futhi lapha enkonzweni kunokuhlebana mfundisi bathilishi. Ungena mfundisi baqede kudala mfundisi.
Aqedile ngawo.
Oh laba bahlala emuva lapha nibona bondaba zabantu. Bakhulume lapha bahlebe 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 lamalunga la ngena lapha enkonzweni. Athi hayi 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 uyabona. Manje leyo nto le mfundisi ibulala ibandla le futhi ibulala inkonzo. Uma ufakaza lapha la ufuna ufakaze ngokuthi usindisiwe. Kuna ufakaze ngokuthi ngithola umsebenzi wemali. Ukuze umfundisi adle uyajabula umfundisi ufuna ukudla umfundisi. Uthi manje umlungu wami ungifakela imali emsebenzini ungifakela increase. Umfundisi uyajabula phela ngalokho ufuna ukudla umfundisi. Umfundisi uyena lo bulala ibandla kanye nalawa ababulala inkonzo. Kanye nalaba bambisane nabo lapha. Kanti mambo baso.
Kanti mambo mfundisi mina na cancer. Send us a WhatsApp, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, let's hear also Babongane.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Today's topic, rendering good services or good services. Services are works or worship. Yinkonzo noma umsebenzi. Service means the act of performing duties, labors, or acts of assistance for God, community, and others out of love and devotion. ceremonial acts of worship and ministry, like in the Old Testament tabernacle, and practical acts of love and charity, such as caring for the vulnerable and sharing the gospel, building up the church, work in the tabernacle, service of Yahweh. Numbers chapter 8 verse 11 says, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. The Levites served in the tabernacle, and laws commanded the care for widows, orphans, and foreigners, demonstrating God's heart for social justice. Exodus chapter 22 verse 22 says, you shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. We can read also Isaiah 1 verse 17, James 1 verse 27. Leviticus 19 verse 34 says, the stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Umsebenzi wokweshumi, tithe service. Numbers 18 verse 21 and 31 says, uthi, bekani, nibanikile abantwana bakwaLevi konke okweshumi kwa Israyeli, kube yifa labo ngomsebenzi abawusebenzayo, inkonzo yetende lokuhlangana. 31, ngiyakukudlela ezindaweni zonke, nina nabezindlu zenu, ngokuba kungumvuzo wenu ngomsebenzi wenu etendeni lokuhlangana. Malachi chapter 3 verse 11 says, ngenisani konke okweshumi endlini yengcebo ukuba kube ngukudla endlini yami. Niqhubeke ngalo ke leli verse nilifunde. Inkonzo yokuhlabelela. 1 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 31. Now these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord, after the ark came to rest. The nature of service. Service to God includes worship, obedience, and the dedication of one's time, talents, and resources to his glory. Ukukhonza uNkulunkulu kudinga ukuzinikela, ukuzahlukanisela uJehova, umfune ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Service to others include acts of charity, mercy, and spiritual care for others in need. Galatians chapter 5 verse 13 to 14 says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love save one another. 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We can also read Leviticus 19 verse 18. Christians as servants, following the example of Christ, true service comes from the heart, reflecting sincere love rather than show off. Jesus came to save. Let's read Mark chapter 10 verse 42 to 45. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. 43, yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desire to become great among you shall be your servant. 44, and whoever of you desire to be first shall be slave of all. 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be saved, but to save and to give his life a ransom of many. We can also read on our own John chapter 13, verse 12 to 15, and Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 8. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate it, sir.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And I'm keen to hear from you with regards to this, right? And of course, hey, finally.
Mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach. Today I would be telling you about good services. Hey. Good services means when you do the right things to show that you are a child of God. Like caring for one another, loving one another, respecting one another, forgiving one another, not bullying one another, and protecting one another. And I would read two verses for you. Here's my first verse. Matthew 6, verse 14. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. That means you must if someone does the wrong thing to you, you should also forgive what they did to you. And God will also forgive what you've done to them. And you cannot stay angry for a long time, but because you have to forgive them because of it happened in the past.
Yeah, man.
Now, I would like to read my second verse. John 13, verse 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This means if God gives you a commandment, you should do it because the commandment he has gave you is to love one another and care for one another. That means you have to love one another as he has also loved you for a long time. And this will make all of us in the world know that we are his disciples and we have love for one another. That means if we do the right things, it shows that we are the children of God. Thank you, everyone. Amen.
Thank you, my girl. You're so wonderful. Ah, so sweet.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Right, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. We are talking about this very notion of good services, what these are even all about. What these are even all about. Now, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of the Elohim. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then verse 10 of the same chapter of Galatians 6 says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith, bearing one another's burdens, fulfilling the law of Christ. This is a good service. Professor.
Thank you, my brother. I think as we have said earlier on, that the starting point of doing the good service is love. So, and we remember that love is the law, or is the fulfillment of the law of the Father. So when we bear one another's burdens, we are fulfilling this law of Christ, because Christ himself is a symbolism and a reflection of the love of the Father. So when we do the same services to others, we are revealing him. We are revealing Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the law of love, which came from the Father. So going to verse 10 that you just read again, therefore, as we have opportunity to do this, we have been given a chance that we can also reflect what we've received, because we cannot be expected to reflect something that we did not receive. So we have the ability to reflect good services and to do good services to others, because we have the Christ in us. He is the love of God. He revealed the love of God. He is the revelation of the Lord who loves us. So therefore, when we do these things, we are revealing the love of God. When we serve the people of God, we are showing them and we are giving them Christ. And this time, there's something that comes into my spirit, that each time we are serving God or we are serving others, we are revealing and we are sending God to others. Particularly if we are going to do this with a single mind, not being double-minded. You said earlier on, when we are serving God with the true heart, we are showing undivided heart. And if we are doing this from the heart, it means we are giving them God. We received God in our lives, so when we love God and we are showing this love that is coming from our heart, which is the love of God, we are revealing and sending forth God himself. So it means people will be receiving God, and it will be easy for them to see the light that we are preaching to them. It is more about doing the works over and above the preaching of the word. So we are accompanying our preaching, which is in the word form, by the actions which are now revealing on supporting the works or the word that is being preached by us. So when we do good services, we are making sure that the people of God whom we are preaching to are getting the true measure and the fullness of who he is. And when the Bible speaks in the book of Matthew 25, it is an illustration of the love of God that we must send forth. And this is through good services. Starting from verse 35, it says, for I was hungry, and you gave me food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, and I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. So all of this passage is showing that when we do the good works, we are revealing him, and we are doing this to the God whom we are serving. In other words, people begin to receive him, and sometimes you are going to think, the good works we are doing to people, we are doing them to people, and we are doing them back to the Father who has given it to us. So these are the things that we must know, that when we do good services, we are reflecting him, and he expects us to do so. And as we do so, we are preaching him holistically. And we must not forget that when we are hospitable, we are also, we might end up serving the angels themselves. So it's not about just doing things to people, because if we can see people in front of us, we're not going to do anything, because we don't have the ability to serve truly when we are not having the mind of the Father. So we must know that when we serve the hungry, we are serving God, and who is a God who must be revealed to the people. But if we are going to forget this word that the Father has put us as the hands, as the mouth for him to the people of God, that they may be, that he may be revealed to them, it means you are not going to serve them holistically, and you're going to miss the whole point about services. Remember that when we do these things, we are doing them on behalf of God, and at some point we might be doing to God himself as we serve. We are not only serving mere people, but we are serving the people whom God loves. Mm. Mark 10, I want us to read verse 43. Mm. But you can study very well to verse 42. It will be easy to get the background. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, but their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so amongst you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desire to be the first shall be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many." We go back to where we started, that when we are serving the people of God, we must be ready to be their servants. And servanthood is the work that Yahushua did, and he portrayed it very well to the disciples, and he demonstrated it so that we can also pick up from that. And most of the time these days, Brother Ray, we want to be having those positions, but unfortunately we are missing the point that to be in a position means you have to be the worker or the slave for others, which is why some of the people who understand what it means to be a leader, they understand that to be a leader is to be the servant of others. You learn to put extra hours, you learn to put extra effort, you learn to go an extra mile, because to serve others means you have a part of you that you have denied. There is a part of you that you've given to the people you are serving, which is something that we are forgetting, or something that is not at the back of our minds. And Yahushua here is showing us that he had to deny who he is. And when he denied who he is, he gave everything of himself to people, to us, so that we can benefit. When we serve truly, and when we are called as servants and render good services, they are part of us. There are things about us that have been given to people. And when we give those part of us to people, we must do it with diligence. We must do it with love. We must do it knowing that we are doing it for God. We are doing it so that God can be glorified. We are not just doing for the fulfillment of ourselves. For the Bible says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to save and to give his life a ransom for many." So when I serve, I must know that I am giving, and I must not expect to receive from the people I'm giving to, because my reward comes from the one whom who has sent me. So good services must teach us that I serve because it is expected of me. I serve because the Father has put me in this position to serve. And every leader must understand that the most important leadership style that they must use is a servanthood leadership style, because it is a style that Yahushua used. So if he used that servanthood leadership style, it's what we must use, because it assists us in rendering services the way we should, in depicting and revealing the heart of the Father, because he expects us to serve others unconditionally and to reveal the love of God to all of them. That will assist us not to do anything with selfish ambition. In Hebrews 13, verse 16, do not forget to do good. We've already said that, because in so doing, even the sacrifices that we render to them, we render them in accordance to the will of God. And we are not doing these things to be seen by people. We're not doing these things so that they can applaud for us. We're doing it because the Father expects us to do them. He says, let love be given to them without hypocrisy. We must abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. That's Romans 12 verse 9. And we must be kind to one another. We must be affectionate to one another. We must show the brotherly love and honor others as we serve them, because in service we are doing the work of Yeshua. We are doing what he has done. We are revealing the love of God. We become the hands of the Father. We become the ambassadors and the stewards of the resources of the kingdom of the Most High. When we do that, we are not going to devour the people of God. We're not going to find tenders and look for money, and we say we serve them and then we lie to the people of God. When we have to build them houses, we build them things that that cannot stand even when the wind comes. So these are the things that show who we are and where we come from. When we render services, we render the quality that the Father would be rendering if he were here, if he was here physically himself. So we do as the Father would have done. We act as he would have acted, because we are showing that we are of the Father. We show that love that is coming from the Father by our services. Because there's no any other way that God would be known other than us revealing him through our services.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
ML says, thank you, baby girl. So powerful. I think he's talking about Sfanele's rendition there. It was beautiful. And ML says, thank you, baby girl. So powerful there. Send us your WhatsApp. So 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
There's a bit of this. You know, when we serve, we really need to serve so that mankind should be done good. You know, we need to serve so that mankind should be done good. And in many instances, I think we fail a bit when it comes to the issue of mankind. Mankind should be done good. I trust and I believe the Father is gracing you so much in a mighty way. Our services should be that mankind should be done good. Here's another song that I used to do, especially in those days of reaching out to so many people to come to the saving knowledge of Yahusha HaMashiach.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Ninjani.
Yeah, ngiyaphila, ngibabantu abami, ngiyaphila baba.
Siyabonga.
Eh, ngiyaphila, ngiyanibokolisa egameni leshilo mfethu Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Ngithintwa umzukulu.
Umzukulu
mami. Ngithinta umzukulu phela mina silunga ngisazi mara makushunyayelwa ngiyasizwa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ngithintwa ngomzukulu. Ngihlala ngisho ngithi mangitshala isipinishi ngaphandle. Isitshalele ukuthi ngizovuna
ngihle.
Umntwana ufana nesipinishi sokuthi kusasa evangelini. UNkulunkulu akambusise aphinde ambusise. BabuRay, mangakhuluma ngale pulpiti. Angazi ukuthi ngathi ngiyamdumisa phezulu, ngidumisa umzukulu omncane. Mina ngiyabona ngokhokhokhokhokhokhokhokhokhokho kulowo mntwana, indlela sengikhule ngayo. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu babure ngiyabonga kuvuka manje lapha ku Deuteronomy when zafunda ngesilungu Deuteronomy 6 to 7 no 8
yeah
amzukulwane angithumela kumzukulwane
yes
hallelujah hallelujah umzali walomntwana wenze lamazwi kulomntwana yeah ngoba mina ngifunda ngesizulu kuphela lawa kimathi u6 uthi lawa manje enguyala ngawo namhla anguyala ngawo namhla uyakuba ayakuba senhlizweni yakho ubafundise intela wona abantwana bakho uwakhulume lapho uhlezi endlini yakho nalapho uhamba endleleni nalapho ulala nalapho uvuka uyakuwa uthi nothi ngiyawabopha abe luphawu esandleni sakho abe yisikhumbuzo phakathi kwamehlo akho amen
haleluya haleluya mayibonge inkosi
ngokomlombo lo mkhogo umlombo lo okhuluma ngiyabonga
siyabonga gogo siyabonga inkosi ibusisa danke gogo
ngiyabonga
siyabula
kabi noma ngahamba kuzawusala abazukulu bami balishwe ibangele
haleluya amen 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 siyabonga gogo gogo mlotshwa and of course we are rounding it up remember at the top of the hour we are making it very simple we are not talking to an educated man or what we are just talking to a man who feels that you can't just stay and not do something about your life in the challenges asekasi when it comes to men's dialogue I know sometimes we talk over people with our intellectualism and all these cooked topics and all those things and we leave the essences I was surprised at men's dialogue yesterday the discussion that was taking I was just looking and listening it was just amazing something that you know we need to live up to and really bring surfaces on now send us your WhatsApp so 826572729 we can take one more call on this and let's hear what you say on this and of course also I don't know what's happening with the monitors when I come here the monitors are jamming man just jams like that I don't know man they just jam all the time they were just running and running and running and now they jammed so I must make sure that I call because we are jammed professor finally the notion of saying okay now in Acts chapter 20 verses 19 it says we serve the Elohim with all humility but I want us to play this song a bit
Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion through thick and thin download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Thank you very much, my brother. Let me quote the verse that you ended up quoting in Acts 20:19. Serving the Lord with all humility is also an indication of good services, serving the people of God, showing that the Father who loves us expects us to be like that. And the last one that I'd like to say, we really have to take care of one another.
Yes.
We really have to love one another in our churches, in our community, and even in our homes. Leviticus 19:33 and 34 says, "And if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him.
Yeah.
The stranger who dwells amongst you shall be to you as one born amongst you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you are strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." I think these days the love of the Lord amongst us have cooled down. We no longer love one another. We no longer reveal the Lord. We no longer accept one another. So if we can go back to the first love that we had, the love that the Father gave us, I think the world will be a better place, as the song was just playing. Good services is about it, a total acceptance of one another, loving one another unconditionally, and revealing the Father who loved us. Do not mistreat other people, because if that happens back to you, it will not be good. If that happens to your neighbor, to your family member, it will not be good to you. Irrespective of where the person comes from, we are expected to accept them and to love them and be the people who will show love and to show God to those next people that we have amongst us. And the Bible says that person must be the one who is born amongst you. Love him as you love yourself. So says the Lord. And he says, I am the Lord your God. Love the strangers, and you will be serving me with truth and in diligence.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. Next week, we are going to be talking about forgiveness. True forgiveness. What true forgiveness is even all about. That is happening next week. And thank you so much. Pass our regards at home.
Thank you very much, my brother. I'll do so, you do so as well, to your family. And I pray a blessing to everyone, including our Radio Pulpit family. Have a blessed, blessed evening further. Till we meet again next week. Blessings to you all.
And of course, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. And today we are just taking it right deep into what we call grassroots. Grassroots talk. There's no fanatic of conceptualizations. It's just talk that is just pure. With the majority of the people who are men, who are found in the townships, they have no jobs, they have nothing, man. And there are issues and factors that others were saying on yesterday's Men's Dialogue. Others were saying that you're busy talking to us about, you know, concepts. You're talking to us about perspectives and the things. And these things are irrelevant to us now. We are facing a dilemma that you don't address. We're facing a dilemma much of the times that you don't talk about. You know, one of the topics they were handling was a good one, you know, yesterday, but we will play it next week for the people on radio to also enjoy a bit of it.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.